By the Avera of the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe how to daven for Rachmanis by teaching him the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. In the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, it says, V'nake lo yinake, which seems to be Midas Hadin, strict justice. V'nake lo yinake, forgive, he does not forgive, which simply means that Hashem does not forgive. Therefore, Rashi explains that this is not the meaning. Rather, V'nake lashovim, Hashem forgives those who repent. Lo yinake l'sheinim shavim, he does not forgive those who do not repent. So Rashi is saying that v'nake lo yinake is really midas harachmonis, that Hashem does forgive those who do tshuva. In Sefer HaChaim, written by the brother of the Meralmi Prague, he explains that if you take the first and last letter of the word v'nake, it's vav he, and if you take the first and last letter of the word yinake, it's yudke, which spells yudke vavke, the name of Hashem which represents rachmonis. And that is to teach us that although v'nake lo yinake at first glance seems to be midas hadin that Hashem does not forgive, it is really like the shem Hashem of yudke vavke, the midas harachmonis, as Rashi says, v'nake hu lashavim and lo yinake l'she'enim shavim. With this, the Sefer HaChaim explains the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Chof, al tistakel bekankan el b'mash yesh bo, which simply means, do not judge a book by its cover. Al testakel bekankan, don't look at the container, el b'mashiyesh boy, rather look what's inside of it. Based on what we said, the Sefer HaChaim explains the Mishnah differently. The words v'nake yinake have the letters yudke vavke, as we said earlier. But that's only if you remove some other letters. You remove kuf nun in the word v'nake and yinake, and then what remains are the letters yudke vavke. Al testakel bekankan, do not look at the kuf nun, the kankan. Ignore the kuf nun, ela b'mashi yesh boy. Look at the remaining letters, which is yud kei vav kei. If you want to know the meaning of anake lo yanake, that it's midas rachmonis, al testakel b'kankan, do not look at the kuf nun, ela b'mashi yesh boy. Look at the other letters, look at the yud kei vav kei, and it's really midas rachmonis. And with this, the Sefer HaChaim explains beautifully the words in the Mois Sur, Uminoisar kankanim nasaneis lashoshanim. Uminoisar kankanim, from the leftover kankanim. When you take away kankanim, kuf nun from v'nake and yinake, and you are left with yudke vavke, midas harachmonis. Nasaneis lashoshanim, and nes was done to Klal Yisrael, who are compared to shoshanim to roses. It was the yudke vavke, the midas harachmonis, the noisar kankanim, that caused the nes to happen on Chanukah, Lashoshanim to Klal Yisrael. On Purim, we say Kapitul Chof Beis in Tehillim, which starts off Lamnatzeach al Ayelas HaShachar, which refers to when Esther entered into the palace of Ahasuerus without permission, and she davened to Hashem, Keili, Keili, Loma Azavtoni, Hashem, why have you forsaken me? Rochoik Mishuasi, you are so far from delivering me. Divrei Sha'agosi, you are so far from hearing the words of my tefillos. Sha'agosi is referring to the tefillos. Yeshuasi is referring to the deliverance that happens because of the tefillos. The gematria of Sha'agosi is 714. The gematria of Yeshuasi is 796. The difference is 82. The gematria of Keili Keili is 82. In order for a person's Sha'agosi, his tefillos, to become Yeshuasi, his deliverance, he needs Keili Keili, Midas HaRachmonis, which is represented by the name Kael, which is Midas HaRachmonis. As we see in the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem Kael Rachum. Kael is a name of Rachmonis. So Sha'agosi, 714, can become Yeshuasi, 796, through Keili Keili, the 82 of the Shem Hashem. The second Vartara for this week is that the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun says that even though a person is encouraged to give tzedakah, Al yivazvez yoyser michoimish, he should not give more than 1/5 of his assets. The Kilis Yitzchak says that this is hinted to in this week's parsha. By the Machsa Shekel, which was used to count Klal Yisrael, it says he'oshir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit mimachsa shekel. A wealthy person should not give more than the Machsa Shekel, nor shall the poor give less. Says the Kilis Yitzchak, the trop on the words he'oshir lo yarbe is munach revi, which teaches us, even if the osher wants to give more, he osher lo yarbe, he should not give more than 1/5. Rather, munach revi, he should leave over 4/5 for himself and only give away 1/5. Al yevazvez yoiser mechaymish.